In the San Francisco Bay Area, some musicians celebrated the past week's summer solstice by holding a concert in the least likely place, a graveyard. To be more specific, in the columbarium, where cremated remains are stored. Lonnie Shavelson has more.
If you think of a mausoleum or a columbarium as rows of gray concrete walls embedded with urns of ashes, think again for the Chapel of the Chimes in Oakland.
It's filled with light and paintings and stained glass skylights. It's gorgeous when the light is streaming in.
When pianist Sarah Cahill first walked into the columbarium, she saw gardens and fountains, a labyrinthine maze of granite and glass-walled alcoves, acoustically isolated chambers under stained glass skylights and vaulted ceilings. In other words, a concert hall flooded with light, perfect for the solstice.
There's a woman who designed the stained glass skylights, and she actually described what she was doing as an orchestration of color. So it's perfect to put music in there. The audience walks around and discovers music among the gardens and fountains, standing pools, little alcoves. So you can walk around this maze-like building and come across a room and hear music there for a while, and then walk somewhere else and hear a different kind of music. There are a lot of fountains that are dribbling, and some of the musicians use those sounds in their pieces. There's always a really large audience, and there are a lot of people who I don't think ever go to concerts, but they come because it's a great way to celebrate the summer solstice.
For NPR News, I'm Lonnie Shavelson.
This is NPR News.